Random House Audio presents Stan Musial, An American Life by George Fessy. Read by Scott Brick. To the Musial family, with admiration. Prologue, Morning in Florida. We drove straight through the night, married only a few months on spring break. Our first vacation together. Like Bonnie and Clyde, we had the feeling of putting something over on everybody. Every mile we traveled south of Baltimore was the farthest I had ever been from New York. We were 21. We arrived in St. Petersburg just after dawn on a Sunday. Nothing much moving but the Pelicans down by the bay. It was much too early to locate our friends, so we had a few hours to kill. I happened to find the ballpark. I had known about Al Lang Field since I was young, hearing Mel Allen describe DiMaggio and Henrich taking their first rips of the spring, the waves and the sailboats on Tampa Bay. The Yankees shared this homey little ballpark with the Cardinals, a team I had followed since I was 7 years old back in 1946. It was a wonderful year for the game, even though the Cardinals beat our beloved Brooklyn Dodgers in a playoff. As that epic World Series began, my father, who worked at the Associated Press, brought home a full set of photographs, glossies, they called them, of all the players. One headshot and one posed action shot of all 30 Cardinals and Red Sox. The rosters were expanded that year to make room for the veterans, the rusty, the wounded, and the aged. Mesmerized by the glossies, I would make lineups out of them, scrutinize the faces of the hard-boiled players who had known war and depression and the struggle to get to the major league.